Hi there, I'm here with Keith Patton, CEO of Marker Metro. Marker Metro is possibly the world's first digital agency, only building apps for Windows Phone and Windows 8. Can you introduce yourself, Keith?
Yeah, that's a pretty good job. Yeah, I'm CEO of Marker Metro. We are, I think, definitely the first, at least I've been saying that for 2 years and we haven't been sued yet, so I think that's a precedent, so we can safely say we are the first 100% Windows apps agency. We're a studio over in Ponsonby. We've got 15 people and we dedicate ourselves to making Windows apps and games for Windows 8 and Windows Phone. That's all we do. It's really, really cool specialism. We really enjoy it.
I saw an interesting tweet from you about your rapid growth and the number of staff and also the nationalities of the people you have working for you. So what sort of skill sets are in those 15 people?
Oh, yeah, we've got people from 15 people full-time in the office in Auckland, and you know, we've got that spread over 10 different countries, from Northern Ireland to Argentina and Brazil. I mean, the skill sets are right across game production, Unity game development, XAML and HTML app development, and creative and test capability. So just the rounded out suite of skills that you need to sort of take apps from start to completion.
So interesting, you mentioned Unity there. So your organization is focusing somewhat on game development?
Yeah, interesting. When we started, we were purely about enterprise, line of business, consumer and utility apps, and that's been our background. The people in Marker Metro before working with Windows worked in .NET enterprise environments, but we've rapidly there's a big growth area in bringing games to Windows to compete with other ecosystems, and so a large part of our focus is on primarily bringing existing games from iOS and Android onto Windows. So we've got capabilities across Unity 3D, which is a cross-platform Java-like game engine to make games run on Windows as well as other platforms, and OpenGL technical porting from iOS onto Windows from native games that have been built on iOS.
When you say Unity is Java-like, the experience I've seen with it looks a little bit like Visual Studio, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's an IDE. I mean, I think the Java-like thing, Unity's growing very, very rapidly, and I think it's more about its capabilities to provide that promise of write once, run anywhere. So if you do develop your game in Unity, your core game code can then run across everything from consoles, which helps the Windows ecosystem, because games can, if you develop them for iOS and Android and then you want to follow up with Windows or do it at the same time, it's quicker to market and less costly.
So I've seen the announcement, Unity is working on Xbox One, Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8 store apps.
Windows 8 and Windows Phone are already fully supported, and Xbox One will be supported by, I think, November, so that will be out this year.
Excellent. I was just in Vaughan Knight's session and he was talking about using Unity in conjunction with Windows Azure and Azure mobile services.
Yeah.
Have you got any experience working with Windows Azure in the games that you've worked with?
One of the games that we developed is AlphaJax, which is a multiplayer word game, and that's fully powered by Azure. I know Vaughan has developed, one of the things about Unity is its extensibility. You can develop plugins which allow you to put in platform-specific code. And I know that Vaughan's worked to develop easy integration between a Unity game and the Azure mobile services to enable the back end of your game to support that quite easily. It's all fully possible, and we've worked with Azure a lot.
Yeah, I talked in the keynote about AlphaJax and the 3.5 million users that you have on the platform.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot of users.
It's really good. Yeah, I mean, that's really Windows 8 launched quite recently, and that's really over the last year on Windows Phone, Windows Phone 7 and 8. So I mean, it's a great success story, I think, for the platform, and it certainly more than exceeded my expectations at the start when I started writing the game. So it's a really good thing.
So have you needed to tweak anything in Windows Azure, or has it just handled that audience?
Not really. It scaled pretty well. I mean, once the game came out, we moved it to Azure and developed it for Xbox Live, and it did get a very rapid growth in users. But the monitoring tools in Azure were really good, and despite a few tweaks that needed to be made when it went live initially. But since then, the performance has been pretty good, and we've got the auto scaling in place so that the servers can handle the load pretty much easily.
So, just what's next for Marker Metro?
We're moving offices next month, so we're expanding into larger space. We're continuing to hire people, and we're basically expanding out across our games section and our utility apps section. So just more of the same, really. And we're looking to work more closely across, US, UK, Australia. So very big international focus to work on the top apps, and help the ecosystem grow.
Excellent. And I hope to see you still doing apps here in New Zealand as well.
Oh, yes, we've still got it. Still about 30% of our business is in New Zealand. I don't see that going away.
Excellent.
So it's still nice to do stuff at home.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you, Nigel.
Thanks a lot.